Understand. The word enemy, from the Latin inimicus, not a friend, has been demonized and politicized. Your first task as a strategist is to widen your concept of the enemy, to include in that group those who are working against you, thwarting you, even in subtle ways. Sometimes indifference and neglect are better weapons than aggression, because you can't see the hostility they hide. Without getting paranoid, you need to realize that there are people who wish you ill and operate indirectly. Identify them, and you'll suddenly have room to maneuver. You can stand back and wait and see, or you can take action, whether aggressive or just evasive, to avoid the worst. You can even work to turn this enemy into a friend, but whatever you do, do not be the naive victim. Do not find yourself constantly retreating, reacting to your enemy's maneuvers. Arm yourself with prudence and never completely lay down your arms, not even for friends. You can sit back and read the signs, or you can actively work to uncover your enemies. Beat the grass to startle the snakes, as the Chinese say. Often the best way to get people to reveal themselves is to provoke tension and argument. The Hollywood producer Harry Cohen, president of Universal Pictures, frequently used this strategy to ferret out the real positions of people in the studio who refused to show what side they were on. He would suddenly attack their work, or take an extreme position, even an offensive one, in an argument. His provoked directors and writers would drop their usual caution and show their real beliefs. Understand, people tend to be vague and slippery because it is safer than outwardly committing to something. If you are the boss, they will mimic your ideas. Their agreement is often pure courtiership. Get them emotional. People are usually more sincere when they argue. If you pick an argument with someone and he keeps on mimicking your ideas, you may be dealing with a chameleon, a particularly dangerous type. Beware of people who hide behind a facade of vague abstractions and impartiality. No one is impartial. A sharply worded question, an opinion designed to offend, will make them react and take sides. Sometimes it is better to take a less direct approach with your potential enemies, to be as subtle and conniving as they are. In 1519, Hernan Cortes arrived in Mexico with his band of adventurers. Among these 500 men were some whose loyalty was dubious. Throughout the expedition, whenever any of Cortes's soldiers did something he saw as suspicious, he never got angry or accusatory. Instead, he pretended to go along with them, accepting and approving what they had done. Thinking Cortes weak, or thinking he was on their side, they would take another step. Now he had what he wanted, a clear sign to himself and others that they were traitors. Now he could isolate and destroy them. Adopt the method of Cortes. If friends or followers whom you suspect of ulterior motives suggest something subtly hostile or against your interests, or simply odd, avoid the temptation to react, to say no, to get angry, or even to ask questions. Go along, or seem to turn a blind eye. Your enemies will soon go further, showing more of their hand. Now you have them in sight, and you can attack.